said what?
Not just about Brady, though, but about the impact on the Patriots as a whole and what this means to the Patriots' national appeal.
For years and years, CBS made a lot of money putting Tom Brady on those late games. Tom Brady is now a Buccaneer. By the way, Tampa and Tom Brady next year face Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, the L.A. Rams, and Drew Brees twice. Those are all national TV games. Those are great watches. They'll be on Fox. Conversely, New England now, which CBS has leaned on, is an absolute snooze.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, they're playing that schedule against playoff teams almost every single week. So there's going to be some appeal to the Baltimores and the 49ers and teams like that that they're stuck with next year.
Not when you're losing big time.
No, but I'm not even saying the Patriots have any appeal next year other than the fact that there's going to be some leftover hatred because they're the Patriots. But wouldn't you agree, Brady? They have a schedule full of playoff teams that are going to contend right to the very end.
I agree partially. I think there is massive appeal in the Patriots early in the season. People want to see what are the Patriots like without Belichick or without Brady, with Belichick, with whoever the replacement quarterback is, whether it's Stidham or otherwise. I think there's massive appeal in the Patriots early. If they are 1-5 at one point, then the appeal completely goes away because we have the answer that they're not very good. But what Colin's doing is a really smart way there of marketing his own network. You notice when he talks about ESPN, he always says, my former employer.
Right.
He named CBS by name there. Why? Because he wants you to know that CBS's NFL lineup next year will be bad and be a snooze. Oh, but Fox now getting Tom Brady, the NFC getting Tom Brady. So it's all pandering for his own
network. It's funny because I was going to take a little shot at him also, and I don't usually take a shot at Colin. If I said the Patriots were going to be 8-8 and they made it to the Super Bowl, and I said, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl, they won the Super Bowl, I can't come on there and go, I told you. He didn't know Tom Brady was going to Tampa, but yesterday, because he got some type of a text, that he knew it all along that he was going to Tampa, he had that Tom Brady
pie chart.
He didn't have him going to. Every time I saw that pie chart, it was like
I almost threw up every time I saw it.
I saw 10 different teams he was picking Tom Brady to go to.
How careful do you have to be on your national show about insulting your network?
I don't bring up Colin or anybody else. If I play something they say and I could disagree with them.
But what about Fox sporting events, things that are coming up that Fox has spent millions of dollars to broadcast?
I don't pay attention to that. So like if I rip the XFL and I know they're on Fox, then they don't say anything to me. That's never
really
been a problem. Yeah.
Wow.
When I was in Dallas, we used to call, one of the hosts used to call Wade Phillips Stumble Doofus. And I'm like, dude, you can't do that. You got to show the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys more respect. I don't care if he's 0-16 and you think he's a crappy coach. You just can't call it. You got to show a little bit more respect and make it up something. I don't even know where that comes from.
And because the partnership that you guys had in Dallas, you guys were the flagship.
Yes.
So you can't, it's interesting, Rich, you say that because one of the very first questions that I ever asked in a radio meeting was, so we had all the Yankee games in Albany. And I said, hey, are we allowed to talk bad about the Yankees on this station? We carry the games. And my boss goes, yes, because we're 3 hours away from New York City and they don't pay attention to us. If we were in New York City and we were the flagship, we would have to handle things a lot differently. I mean, and we have that a little bit with UVM. I mean, I think that we're all pretty honest about UVM. When you say, hey, Lamb doesn't feel like an NBA player anymore or I say, hey, this team's not as good as a couple of years ago. I think that's smart and that's part of the conversation. But if we went out and personally attacked guys on the team or in the athletic department, I don't think that would be a good look.
Well, it'd be pretty late for me if I'm not allowed to attack some of the things that are on this radio station, i.e. Scott Zolak and we constantly hammer on the Red Sox, which we pay a fortune to carry.
But you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that if you were in Boston to that degree.
Absolutely not.
Correct, because they could be listening. I know people, and Arnie, I'm sure you've dealt with this. I've only dealt with this on a small handful of occasions. Nowhere near, I'm sure, what you have. But I have friends who work in major radio markets that get calls daily about things that they said, where the teams are listening to the show. I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you said this. Here's where you're wrong here. That's a hard way to live.
The Lakers...
ding, 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 ding.
I'd last about five seconds in that format.
Yeah, the Lakers said to me, what was my high boss of Clear Channel? I mean, not my boss, the boss, said, you will stop saying, oh, Laker fans. Every time they would lose, I would come on there and go, "Oh, Laker fans!" And, you know, they lose.
Yes, you do that
and,
here.
And they said, "Okay, that's offensive. That's going to stop."
So sort of what you do here, where you tap the mic and say, "Hello, anybody out there?"
And all I said was, "Okay, just tell me which one of those three words is offensive, and I'll cut it out." The O, the Lakers, or the fans, and they started screaming at me. They goes, "You're going to cut this S out now," and I said, "Okay, everybody needs to calm down because I'm not cursing." That was the first one. But you know what you'll get the most trouble in, and a lot of people have done this, like with the Dodgers, if you make a comment about hot dogs, because they're big sponsors, Farmer John Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
So that you'll get fired over. If you say, "I don't eat hot dogs, I eat hamburgers," you'll get taken to the office for that. They don't mess up. Farmer John.
I've lasted a week in
that. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't, because then the advertisers get on you.
To me, this completely stemmed from, this was a chance for Colin to say, Fox just got a whole lot better. The Fox television product just got a whole lot better now because Tom Brady's in the NFC. And CBS, their programming got a whole lot worse because Brady has left the AFC. I'm looking at Colin's Twitter feed right now. He says, "Today's show, I tell you how the Patriots have become immediately irrelevant." I don't think that that's the case. Early next year, massive interest in what the Patriots look like. But from a TV perspective, he knows that this is his chance to sing up his network.
But it is.